When you research any of these ancient characters, you look at various scholars' interpretations. A lot of the time they say the same thing, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they might even say quite radically different things. In the beginning, I found that very confusing, but I gradually came to think that, in fact, it just builds a wonderfully rich and complex picture for me as a calligrapher. So when people might say, "Oh, that's not what it means this," rather than getting all worried about it, one can just simply say, "Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? That's just another piece to go into the tapestry." So, looking at the two characters for Rei and Qi, I've looked mostly at the Chinese book written by Li Leyi from the Beijing Language and Culture University Press, and I've also used the character, the etymological dictionary that was written by Shiragawa Shizuka, and this was the dictionary that we used at Kikōkai as our basic text. Those are the two main sources that I've got. The wonderful thing about Li Leyi is in his two books, Tracing the Roots of Chinese Characters, he gives us these pictures to work with. In the two pages that he has for the character Rei, or in Chinese, Ling, he gives us the explanation, first of all, for the top element, which is rain, and then three vessels. So he says that these two elements, called in the oracle bone inscriptions, it was, and I'm quoting, certain that it was a delineation of raining, and there were some drops of rain. On to the next page, where the character which you have been using in Reiki, it includes the element for shaman. He says the original meaning was gods. The upper part was the rain and the vessels, signifying the meaning of drizzling and also sounding. And the lower part, in the bronze inscription characters, which was the next development on from the oracle bone characters around the Bronze Age, they have what he calls a sacrificial table. In fact, it's really God's table, as the Japanese have the word kamidana, the God's shelf in Shinto practice. This is really like a small altar. It doesn't have to be seen as a sacrificial table. Or, at times, there was a jewel element here, or a heart element. And then in the later characters, in the small seal characters, they put the variant form of the shaman. So he says here a dancing and pleading god necromancer. So somebody who can communicate with the dead. So that's what Li Leyi says. Shiragawa has pretty much the same interpretation of this character. What he's basically saying about the character which you use in Reiki practice, he calls this a character which is a combination of Rei, which was the previous one, the rain in the vessels, and Miko, who's the sorcerer, the shaman or the shrine maiden. This character, this Rei, doesn't mean Reikon, the soul or the spirit, but it shows the etiquette or the protocol, the code of behavior that was associated with the request for rain, the prayer for rain. And that in the bronze inscription characters, they used the previous character, the character with just the rain and the vessel element, for the word spirit. And then in time, that character came to mean spiritual authority or majesty of nature. And it was used in characters like Reikon, the soul or the spirit, or Seirei, the apparition of a living person. back to the very original character of Ray, the rain and the vessels, this is a really beautiful, beautiful image that Li Leyi has shown in that picture of the rain falling onto the three cups on the table. Shiragawa calls these vessels the vessels. In other words, they're not just any old cup that is shown on this table. They're actually the vessels which contain the ritual prayers of the shaman, or the writing that swears alliance with the gods. In other words, it's the prayers and the things, I suppose, that the shaman would use in his prayers to the gods. The rain falling is both the prayer for rain, but also there was another book that he was saying that the sound of the rain on the vessels, on the metal vessels, was a way that people would be with the gods. Moving on to the characters for ki, by all interpretations, the earliest form of the character for ki is the three lines, and that simply showed sky energy or cloud, so that the form of the flowing clouds showed the sky energy. They then put little tails on little hooks on the top and the bottom line to then differentiate it from the number three, which was just three horizontal lines. The character for ki, which you use, seems to be a later development again. What this character is, it's what they call a keisei character, which is a type of character where one part of the character gives the meaning and then another part gives the pronunciation. So in this case, you've got the lines, the top element that you know as the element for ki as in energy, and then you've got the rice, and so that gives the pronunciation of ki. And then you've got the rice part within the character, and that's what gives the meaning of the character. Shiragawa has the number 2658, and then he has the characters under. And on the left of that, there are three characters, one on top of the other. Now, he's saying in the seal script, the bottom one of those is probably the original version of the character which you use for Reiki. But coming back to the meaning of this character is probably an offering of food to the gods. And I think, really, it's as simple as that. And that character is from the small seal characters. So it's a much, much later development than the oracle bone or bronze inscription characters, from probably around 200 BC, 221, 207 BC, the Qin dynasty. Shiragawa doesn't give much of an explanation. As far as Li Leyi's reference to that being the complex version, Shiragawa also just says this is the long version, but not that it has any particular meaning. But he uses two words, kiki, which are, I would say, obsolete characters, but basically both of the characters on the radical on the left is the radical to eat, and then it's offering to the spirit. So I would say it's an offering to both the dead spirits, as in ancestor worship, or an offering to the gods. However you look at it, it really is a beautiful, beautiful image. And what I've always loved with calligraphy is that you can, by going back to these very early characters, the oracle bone characters especially, you can refine the character back to the barest elements and build up a picture of how they were living and believing and thinking at that time. And you have this wonderful image of this purifying rain, which we think the beauty of rain, its purifying nature, and that falling onto these vessels which this person, the shaman, the go-between between the different worlds. It's a beautiful, beautiful image, and combined with the very early character of Ki with the three lines just representing the energy, I think it's really a very elegant character. Tracing the Ki with the food element only takes you as far back as the seal scripts, which are already quite abstract by this point. But it's the time when writing was being standardized, the time of the first emperor. It's already losing that wonderful pictographic nature that builds up, for me, such a clear picture.